Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Home run king Hank Aaron passed away today at the age of 86. Of course, he was the one that broke Babe Ruth's record of 714 home runs. And you know this, a little bit of trivia for you. He played his last minor league game right here in South Carolina. Happened in Columbia at the old Capital City Stadium with the Columbia Reds. How about that? A little Hank Aaron trivia for you. Let's go to Greenville now and talk to Karen Greenville. Karen, how are you?
Hi, Charlie. I'm doing great. And welcome to Greenville, South Carolina.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And so I just had a couple of thoughts. Number one is about the Chinese virus. And that is, that, remember back in 2009 when Ron Klain came out and said it's purely a fortuity that this isn't one of the greatest mass casualty events in American history. It had nothing to do with the Obama administration doing anything right. It just had to do with luck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, they just got lucky.
Yes.
Biden got lucky.
They stopped all of the. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And another thing about the stolen election from President Trump, this election not only was rigged, it was stolen from President Trump. And I know there are people who say, oh, well, I didn't vote for him because I don't like his tweets. Well, you can't live your life with rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah.
You know, life is about living in a reality. This is the reality of the world in which we live in. And that's all President Trump did from time, you know, every day. He was very one of the most transparent presidents I think we've ever had in history. And he told it like it was. Some people liked it. Some people didn't. I don't mind his tweet. Well, I didn't mind his
right,
tweet
yeah.
at all.
Exactly right.
I think it was more of a... You know, people who like Trump didn't like his tweets, maybe voted for Biden or maybe just didn't vote at all. But I think it was more of a referendum against his tweets than it was about it. You have to set that aside. It's got to be more about the policy and not about the person.
And what's best for this country.
And look at where we're and you know, oh, Biden killed 52,000 jobs on day one.
Day one. They just went right off the board. Congratulations, Karen. I appreciate you calling in. I was at dinner one night with some folks, and one of the guys that I respect was at the table. He said, I just wish, he's an older guy, I just wish that Trump would stay off of Twitter. That's what I wish. I wish he would stay off the Twitter. And I asked him, I said, what's your Twitter handle? Oh, I'm not on Twitter. Well, then how do you know what he's tweeting? Oh, you just know what the mainstream media is telling you, he tweeted. So it didn't really offend you, did it? It offended you second or third hand because you heard somebody say what he tweeted. That's what you're upset with. Oh, well, hallelujah. Good job. Way to look into something. So... I would ask everybody that said, I just don't like his tweets. Really, what's your Twitter handle? Because I don't remember me following you on Twitter. I don't remember that happening. Oh, I'm not on it. I'm not on it. La, 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 la. So, there you go. All right, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, 800-347-1063, the Ingalls Market Talk line. Chuck Schumer had an exciting day in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. He was talking about the proceedings coming up.
Make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Wow.
Insurrection.
Oh.
Against the United States.
I would vote no on that. But that's just me. I'd have to say, no, he did not. There was none of that going on here, Senator Schumer. Did anybody else go? Nope, we are all voting against what you just said because that didn't happen over here. Sorry. Nancy Pelosi, why you got your hand? Why are you here? Oh, she, okay, there you go. So, yeah, Chuck Schumer had the Freudian slip of Freudian slips today on the House. Jen Psaki. Now, remember, all we've been hearing is that Joe Biden is going to unite this country. He's going to unite this country. And you may ask how he's going to do that. Well, he's going to do that because he's going to get rid of everybody that disagrees with him. That's uniting.
I also have some news to share on the president's response to domestic violent extremism, the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and the tragic deaths and destruction that occurred underscored what we have long known. The rise of domestic violent extremism is a serious and growing national security threat. The Biden administration will confront this threat with the necessary resources and resolve. We are committed to developing policies and strategies based on facts, on objective and rigorous analysis, and on our respect for constitutionally protected free speech and political activities.
Uh-huh.
Our initial work on DVE will broadly fall into three areas. The first is a tasking from President Biden sent to the ODNI today, requesting a comprehensive threat assessment coordinated with the FBI and DHS on domestic violent extremism. This assessment will draw on the analysis from across the government and, as appropriate, non-governmental organizations. The key point here is that we want fact-based analysis upon which we can shape policy. So this is really the first step in the process, and we will rely on our appropriate law enforcement and intelligence officials to provide that analysis. The second will be the building of an NSC capability to focus on countering domestic violent extremism. As a part of this, the NSC will undertake a policy review effort to determine how the government can share information better about this threat, support efforts to prevent radicalization, uh-huh. disrupt violent extremist networks, and more. There's important work already underway across the interagency in countering DVE, and we need to understand better its current extent and where there may be gaps to address so we can determine the best path forward.
Okay. Let me sum that up. They're going to start tracking you. That's when she's talking about all these inter and intra-agency cooperation, they are talking about tracking you and making it easier for these agencies, these alphabet agencies, to communicate back and forth about you. All right? That's just it. They're going to, yep, you're right. You're right. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I'm sure the new administration will be ordering brown shirts for their new policies. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. I promise you this is going to happen. If they don't like you, they're going to take away not only your Twitter account, not only your Facebook account, your YouTube, your blah, 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 whatever it is. They're going to take away your ability to text on your phone. They're going to take that away. I don't care how many is, oh, we're encrypted. Nah, you're not going to be. I promise you, you're not. You may have been encrypted under Donald Trump. You're not going to be encrypted under Joe Biden. I guarantee you that. You're going to do just the same thing that Amazon and Pfizer and these pharmaceutical companies did. You're going to change your policies with the new administration. That's going to happen. So Amazon coming along and all of a sudden they're offering all of their capabilities, the full extent of their distribution capabilities to Joe Biden for distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. Why didn't they offer that to Trump? Because Bezos and everybody else there doesn't like Trump. They didn't like Donald Trump, so therefore they didn't want to help him. But it wasn't, see, it's never been about Trump. It's been about you. They didn't want to help you if it made Trump look good. They were willing from the beginning to sacrifice you, and they still are. 515 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show on your Friday afternoon.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Very good afternoon to you. From the text line, gosh, Charlie, what happened to Sammy Sosa? My rookie card is not going to be authentic now. No, it is not. You Google Sammy Sosa then and now, you will not recognize the guy. He has had a lot of work done. He's had his skin lightened. He looks nothing like what he used to look like when he was battling out with Mark McGwire for the home run king title. So unbelievable. Also from the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I'm ashamed that our governor hasn't brought South Carolina troops back. Up, you were a little premature on that because he is bringing our troops back. In fact, he tweeted out 8 minutes ago, I'm pleased to announce that all our South Carolina National Guard troops are leaving Washington, D.C. and will come home in South Carolina this weekend, whether they're down in Charleston or over in O'Ree, they coming home. That's what the governor said, and I paraphrase there. But he's bringing them all home this weekend, and that is certainly good news because now they don't have to sleep in the parking garage of the Capitol. Can you believe they were doing? Of course, Chuck, nobody is taking responsibility for this. Everybody's like, no, wasn't me. Wasn't me. Was it you? Wasn't me. How about you? I had nothing to do with it. Nobody is taking responsibility for what happened in Washington, D.C. with our National Guard troops sleeping in a carbon monoxide-filled, unair-conditioned parking garage. And after all weekend praising, and I'm using air quotes here, this is air quote alert, praising the good work that our National Guard did, thanking them, when I do that, that's air quotes, thanking them for all of their service and protecting the Capitol. And then once they're through with them, whoop, they're right in the parking garage. Nope, can't stay here. Can't stay here. You got to go, got to go. Meanwhile, guess what was open to them in Washington, D.C.? The Trump Hotel. That would be worth joining the National Guard for, because that's an awesome place. I love the Trump Hotel. It's one of my favorite places in all of the, everywhere. Trump Hotel in D.C. is just absolutely fantastic. If you get the chance, you don't even have to stay there. You don't even have to just walk in, maybe have a cocktail. They're going to bring you the peanuts and all of that, the little nut tray there, the savory tray. Get there, drink you, have your little cocktail, whatever your beverage is, and enjoy the scenery. It is fantastic. It really is. It's one of the top experiences of your life. It's that good. All right, so what else are we talking about? Trump put them there in the parking garage. No, he did not. I got a text from Henry McMaster. Charlie, I don't appreciate you making a mockery of my voice. Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, Mr. Governor. I apologize for that. Charlie, love the show. I was just curious if Sammy Sosa was transitioning to a white man. Thanks, keep up the good work. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what Sammy Sosa is doing, but he's got his hair in a wave, and he's, man, that's something. Do what you want, Sammy. You got the money. Fine, go ahead. That's all up to you. Just don't be surprised when people go, oh, you know, when you say, hello, my name is Sammy Sosa. Oh, I don't remember you looking like that. So, there you go. All right. Ah, man, what a week we've had, huh? What a week we've had. Now, do you remember, it wasn't that long ago that when a player kneeled for the national anthem, it made headlines? Do you remember that? I know it just seems like forever ago. But when an athlete kneeled for the national anthem, people were like, oh, look at this guy. Let's write about him. Clickety click, 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 click. And they write a story about the player who kneeled for the national anthem. Do you know what we're writing about now? Players not kneeling. Players standing for the national anthem. U.S. soccer star Carly Lloyd received backlash for standing during the national anthem. Yes, that's right. That's right. Her decision to stand prompted a reporter to ask her about it on Tuesday. And let me see, here is what she said. This is her explanation of what happened when she decided to stand for the national anthem.
Yeah, you know, we met as a team last night, and, I'm really proud of the group. I think players have really stepped up. They're doing their part. Obviously, I've been kind of away and just in my house tucked away in the woods and recovering my injury. So I've kind of taken myself out of the soccer environment for a little bit. It was a good mental and physical recharge for me. But obviously coming back into this team, I think the beauty of this team is that we stand behind each other no matter what. And, players decided to kneel. Some players decided to stand. And at the end of the day, we have each other's backs. And I think ultimately we're all here to support one another in any way that we can. And that's what's amazing about this team.
Wow, that was what a non-answer. What an outstanding, way to go, Kari Loy. Way to go. That was a brilliant non-answer from you about why you decided to stand for the national. I got it. Here, let me write your next one. Because I love my country, period. Okay. There you go. That's all you got to say. Because I love my country. Those are five words, Kari Loy, that you could have used instead of skirting the answer because you wanted to be politically correct. Well, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it, Kari Loy, because there's a young man out there that's working hard on that soccer field. He's not going to be able to make the U.S. men's team, but I'm pretty sure he's got a good shot at the U.S. women's team. And your spot is up for grabs now that Joe Biden is president of the United States, and you have to open up to men who identify as women. Welcome to the soccer team, ma'am.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Kari, enjoy your time in soccer. It's 5:30 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And a very good afternoon to you. It is Big Fail Friday. Pick up that phone and give me a call on the Ingles Market Talk line at 800-347-1063 or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307. Tell us what the biggest fail of the week was in the news. I would love to hear from you about that. Again, the Ingles Market Talk line, 800-347-1063. I got to go with of course, President Biden shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. I don't see how we can get bigger than that. That was just massive. I mean, day number one, just jobs gone, just straight across the board with no real way to replace them. That's the crazy thing about this. They eliminated jobs without doing anything to stimulate job growth. Nothing. And it just seemed, and Pete Buttigieg had the audacity to come out today and say he hopes that these workers will be able to find new high-paying union jobs or good-paying union jobs. But he doesn't give anybody any alternatives. That's the thing with them. They don't care. They've got their money. Pete Buttigieg was having campaign fundraisers in wine caves. When's the last time you went to a wine cave? I've only been to, I don't even know if that was a wine cave that I went to in, I think it was just somebody's basement. I went through in Paris. But how many times you get to go to a wine cave? Apparently it's a pretty big thing with Pete Buttigieg. But they never look at replacing the jobs that they eliminate. And that, to me, is disgusting. It really is. They are not looking out for American workers. They're letting a handful of radicals drive the conversation. A handful of radicals drive policy. And I just could have swore that's not what this country was founded on. I didn't think that's the way we did things here. hey, Charlie, those jobs aren't coming back. Biden learned from Obama. You're right. Maybe you're right. They're not coming back. Not those. Well, once he got a magic wand, he's going to wave a magic wand and bring these jobs back? Well, apparently he did. He brought them back, and you guys destroyed them. So I guess now what are they going to have to do? Learn to code? Because remember, that was a bad thing to say not long ago. When all these reporters, remember that? Obama was telling them about the Oregon, and even Biden. You know, if you're down in a mine in Pennsylvania, and I mean, if you can do that, then I know that you can learn to code. Oh, okay. But yet, when reporters lose their jobs because newsrooms are cutting back on their budgets, and conservatives say, hey, probably be a good time to learn to code. You know that got banned from Twitter? You couldn't say that anymore on Twitter? Or they would shut down your account? That's right. That's exactly right. So now maybe, oh, now is it time to bring back learn to code? Maybe so. Maybe so. These people are just unbelievable. I got to go with Biden repeating the word salute the Marines rather than actually saluting the Marines. Yep, you got about that. Please repeat your comments about transgender sports. There you go. I don't know. Here's the thing. Ladies, you're going to lose your jobs on your sports team because you're going to have guys out there that can't make the guys' team, so they're going to go for your spot. It's going to happen. I predicted back when they won the women's U.S. soccer team won the World Cup. Remember that? Won the World Cup. I said this will be the last all-female, because I think they play that every 2 years. This will be the last all, quote-unquote, female soccer team on for the U.S. I predicted him, but they're going to have to do it. They're just going to have to allow a guy that identifies as a woman join their team. And that means one of those ladies got to go. I don't know what the screening process or the vetting process is going to be. I don't know how they're going to pick the new player. You know, you might go something like, hey, what makes you qualified for this team?
Sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
All right. Well, welcome. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. So I predict it's going to happen. It's just going to happen. All right, Ingles Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Let's get this party started on your Friday afternoon. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Let's check that out. Biden's choice of females for diversity includes witches, a nun, a mistress, sugar baby, prostitutes, and one that he and a mermaid. Oh, you might be right about that. There you go. Charlie, Facebook now considers, oh, what a glorious day this is, and live free or blank, blank, blank. Didn't finish it, but Facebook called that hate speech. That's interesting. I'd like to know more about that. Hey, Charlie, the parking lot only had one bathroom, or the parking garage only had one bathroom, one electrical outlet for 5,000 troops. Yeah, that's a big fail as well. That is a huge fail. In fact, I may change my mind. That might be the biggest fail of the week. Let's go to Brandon in Greenville. Brandon, what is worse? Good afternoon. How are you?
Charlie, I'm doing well, man. Honestly, what's worse is that all of Biden's supporters mm-hmm. ultimately are getting egg on the face, basically, because he's done everything for other countries, obviously with everything with the immigration.
Right.
And what has he actually done to actually provide a positive impact for the Americans that have supported him?
That's a real good question. That is a real good question. He stopped the deportation of illegal aliens. He made it that men can join female soccer teams. He has shut down jobs. So what has he done for America in the first 48 hours?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Zero. You're right about that, Brandon. Thanks so much for calling in. He's done nothing for you. So far, he's done nothing. So anybody out there, so let me know. Let me know. What has he done? So let's see. Per insider info, I heard 20,000 troops, guns at the Capitol did not have any ammo. All that for show and propaganda, no real threats. I would not doubt that at all. Charlie, do you have a Casey Kasem style to you? Let me hear your impression. Oh, my impression of Casey Kasem? All right, let's see. And now coming up with number 17 on the countdown, we've got that Swedish supergroup, ABBA. That good enough? I hope so. All right, it's 5:45 right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show. All right, let's talk. Ralph is in Spartanburg. Ralph, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent, Charlie.
Good.
You know what Biden's motto is?
What's that?
Make America fake again. We got fake women.
Yeah.
We got fake coronavirus. It's just whatever.
Yeah, you're right. That's it. All show. And it's always been nothing but show. Ralph, I appreciate you calling in. And how can I say that? I can prove it. Because Biden, back in October, said that he had a plan to deal with coronavirus. He had a plan. This is him today.
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on. Because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
What do you mean? I thought you had a plan that was ready to go day one. Swear me in and we will get to work day one on this COVID plan. Where is it? Where is any of that? Where is any of that? The only thing he's trying to do, the only thing he's done over the past 48 hours is squelch business. So now he's talking about taking a landlord's ability to remove someone from their home. The landlord's home, the landlord's house, the landlord's apartment. Now, you might think, Charlie, how can you be so mean? That is just not the way things are done. You know better than that. Well, here's the thing. A landlord can't evict someone from their home. But if that landlord doesn't make the mortgage payment on that house, the bank can take that house from the landlord. They can foreclose on it. And then you know what else the bank can do? The bank can evict those tenants. So how is that right? How is it good for the banks to be able to do it, but a landlord can't? Come on. That's not right. These landlords count on that money from rent to pay that mortgage because that was a rental investment that they made. It's part of their income every year. Not a job I would want, but a lot of people make their livings doing that. So they've got no money coming in. Now, granted, if you're a landlord and you're looking at kicking somebody out in COVID, I would think long and hard about my reasons. Because there's just, you know, there's right and there's wrong, but then there are rights and wrongs, right? The landlord, that's their property. They should be able to do with what they want. Especially since, like I said, the bank can come along and foreclose if they don't, which that's not right. So let's expand, you know, let's go ahead. Somebody said, landlords, sell now. That'll get those suckers out. Well, maybe so. But it's not, but then it's gone. And then you're going to have to pay the capital gain. You see what I'm saying? It's just the government's like the house in Vegas. They always win. They always win. You may get a break every now and then. You may win at craps or at blackjack or whatever, but the government is the house and they always win. That's how come they can build those big giant buildings, right? That's exactly why. So you don't get a billion-dollar hotel like Bellagio because you lose money. You don't get a William Jefferson Clinton building in Washington, D.C. because you're losing money. No, you're just taking it in. So another big fail by the Biden administration. How about that? So we also hearing that Biden wants us to get us back into the Paris Climate Accord. The UN says there's no need for us to go back in. We don't need it because America is cutting so much carbon. We've cut more carbon in the past, the past 2 years than any other country on the planet. Any other country on the planet. So why do we need to be paying money to countries that aren't doing anything to cut carbon emissions? Now, that's if you even believe that carbon emissions are a bad thing. I have no idea. I'm no great scientist, but I know that plants breathe CO2 and give off oxygen. So if there's more CO2, seems like we'd have a little bit of a greener planet, wouldn't it? So just take a look at the options. More CO2, greener planet, less CO2, colder planet, fewer plants for animals to eat, fewer animals, fewer humans. Oh, that's the goal. Is that the ultimate goal? It might be. I don't know. I don't know how these people think. I swear to you, I don't know how these people think. But they're always thinking, aren't they? They're always thinking. Steve Malloy, my buddy that comes on the show every now and then, is talking about CO2 and the whole climate change issue. And he agrees with me about the globe getting greener. And that's a good thing. It's always a good thing. No one disputes that CO2 is a greenhouse gas slowing down the IR going back to space from Earth. I don't know what the IR is. The question is what the effects of the accumulation will all of this have to the system? Each molecule of CO2 emitted has less warming potential than the previous molecule. See, that's what scientists know that I don't. So it's all about BS. It's all about the whole global warming religion. It's just a religion. Let's go to Daryl right now in Greenville. Daryl, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's up?
I was just trying to ask a quick question. You remember the last time Biden was an actual landlord?
I don't. Remind me.
When he refused to have the vice president's house, he had his own home, right? So he charged the Secret Service when his mother died.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to pay me to protect me.
Yeah, protect me, got to pay me. But the Clintons did the same thing up in Quinnipiac. They did the same thing. Daryl, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. And what did Colin Powell say? Colin Powell actually had Secret Service. He said, I wouldn't let the SOBs on my property. Great American. 557 at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.